In local obituaries this morning, Mr. James Irvin Mason, age 70, of South Jackson Street, Campbellsville, died Wednesday at his residence after an illness. He is survived by his wife, Rosie Clark, his children and their spouses, including Jimmy and Marcia Mason of Greensburg, Billy Jack Mason, Emma Mason, all of Campbellsville, Francis Henry, Sharon, and Tom Dotson, all of Lebanon, 15 grandchildren, 16 great-grandchildren, one sister, Beatrice Jackson of Lebanon. Funeral services for James Irvin Mason will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Lion DeWitt Funeral Home with burial in the Benningfield Cemetery. Mrs. Hazel Bartley, age 89, of Campbellsville, died Thursday. She is survived by three daughters, including Nina Quinn of Campbellsville, 14 grandchildren, 18 great-grandchildren, 7 great-great-grandchildren, 5 sisters of Tompkinsville in Indiana. Funeral services for Hazel Bartley will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home with burial in the Campbellsville Memorial Gardens. Mr. Keith Piles, age 52, of Niffley, died Saturday at his residence after a long battle with cancer. He is survived by his mother, Rosie Salee Piles, 6 brothers, including locally by Travis Piles and wife Imogene, Randall Piles and wife Odine, all of Niffley, Billy and Dean Piles, both of Russell Springs, Gleason Piles and wife Tina of Columbia, 4 sisters, including locally by Shirley Brown and husband Edward of Columbia, Norma Miller and husband Dean, Joyce Giles and husband Charles, all of Niffley, Kay Wethington of Horse Cave. Funeral services for Keith Piles will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock Central Time at the Stotts Phelps McCrory Funeral Home in Columbia, with burial in the New Hope Cemetery. Mr. Russell Shaw, age 92, of Campbellsville, died Friday. He is survived by his wife, Elizabeth Liz Shaw, 1 son and daughter-in-law of Frankfort, 2 grandchildren, 4 great-grandchildren, 3 brothers and 2 sisters, including locally by Don Shaw and wife Gail, Buddy Shaw, and Ethel Buchanan of Campbellsville, Sarah Tot Buckler of Lebanon. Funeral services for Russell Shaw will be Tuesday morning at 11 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home with burial in the Brookside Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home. The family requests that expressions of sympathy take the form of donations to the Missions Fund at Campbellsville Baptist Church, Campbellsville University, or to Gideon Bibles. Mrs. Hazel Bryant, age 82, of Hanley Avenue, Campbellsville, died Saturday at Greenview Nursing Home after an illness. She is survived by 2 sons and daughters-in-law and 1 daughter and son-in-law, David Blue and Regina Bryant, Kenny Bryant, Ruby and Jimmy Rose, all of Campbellsville, 9 grandchildren, 5 great-grandchildren, 1 sister of Louisville. Funeral services for Hazel Marie Bryant will be Tuesday morning at 11 o'clock at the Lion DeWitt Funeral Home with burial in the Campbellsville Memorial Gardens. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Lion DeWitt Funeral Home. Mrs. Kathleen Cox, age 91, of Campbellsville, died Sunday. She is survived by 1 son and daughter-in-law, Wayne and Phyllis Cox of Campbellsville, 2 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Kathleen Cox will be Tuesday afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home with burial in the Campbellsville Memorial Gardens. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home. I'm Greg Gribbins, WVLC News.